Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
On the first day of Christmas, my president gave to me a wall.
I love how full of the Christmas spirit everybody. A wall. Yeah, well, only if he can get it through Congress.
Good morning, Mark Kaye. I was just wondering if there's any way legally Trump and his administration could start a GoFundMe for the wall.
I mean, the only thing with that is GoFundMe takes such a huge portion of the expenses. And I don't know. I don't know. Right now, donations are a big sticking point with Trump because of these, because of what happened with the Michael Cohen verdict. And, of course, now they're investigating the payments from the National Enquirer parent company as illegal campaign contributions. So I don't think he's going to be accepting money from anyone these days.
So Michael Cohen is an admitted liar and tax cheat with an axe to grind. So now we should start believing him. Okay.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We'll get into all that here in just a minute. Michael Cohen, by the way, I don't know if you heard this, but he's flip-flopping now. Now that he's been sentenced to 3 years, he's saying that that all the information he got was taken out of context and in the wrong way because he was urged by the FBI not to have an attorney present, which is weird because he's an attorney. So you think he'd be schooled in that? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, they're all trying to work their different angles. And I'm excited because it's Thursday, which is very exciting. It's Friday Eve. We're going to play some What the Bleep later on today if we can get our bleep together in time. Tomorrow we've got an LOL, a Mark Kaye Show LOL. We're going to be at Beach's Car Wash. We're going to be stuffing the truck, apparently. That's what Rich Jones likes to say that. So stuff in the truck tomorrow, live on location at Beach's Car Wash from 11 to noon. We'd love to have you come by, swing by, bring some coffee, whatever you want to do. Coffee's for me, by the way. I mean, you know what? I may have to get my car washed there because it's pretty filthy. I haven't really washed my car in a long time. So make some plans to join us. All the information you need is on our website there, WOKV.com. And today also I'm debuting my annual Christmas song. Every year, a couple years ago, I wrote the best Christmas song ever, but it was topical. It was about things going on in the world that year. And then so the next year I had to rewrite some verses. And then it's just become tradition. And every year I look at the news, I look at what's going on, and I rewrite just a few verses so that the best Christmas song ever is always, you know, and so no one ever goes, man, that's old. That's all like remember the Hanukkah song, how that came out and it was funny, but then half the people died and now it's not so funny anymore. So anyway, it's like that. So you change it up every year. I mean, and he did the same thing. Hanukkah song part two, part three. We steal what works from other artists. And so we'll debut that here in just a minute. But first I want to talk about texting in California, because there were two big things going on today. First of all, well, I guess technically there's three big things you need to know, but I just want to focus on two of them. First of all, they've withdrawn the plan to redo the convention center downtown because, and I was listening this morning, I LOL'd in my car. Actually, if I weren't in my car, I would have ROF LOL'd, whatever that is. But I laughed my butt off because the reason that Adam Kirk was talking about, he goes, oh, the reason that they're withdrawing the thing is because there's just, you know, downtown sucks, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but basically they're saying it's not an attraction. Downtown is not an attraction. We would like to wait until downtown is actually an attraction, meaning attractive enough to draw people down there. And then once we feel like people have a reason to go downtown other than a convention center, we will then, at that point, build the convention center. It's the whole Field of Dreams principle. You know, if you build it, they will come. So if you make downtown attractive, then people will come down there. You know, which is true. And I don't know that a convention center is going to do it. A convention center, that's not a reason for locals to go hang out. That's a reason for people from out of town. I mean, how often do you really go to the convention center? Sometimes you go for, what, the Southern Women's Show is very popular. You know, you go there, watch the firefighters take off their shirts. I always love seeing that. What else is going on down there? There's the Home and Patio Show. Very exciting, especially if you have a home and or a patio. If you just have a patio, That'd be weird. That'd be weird, but, you know, whatever. Either one or the other, it works. And then, you know, there's like a train show. I don't know if they still have gun shows down there. There's the boat show and the car show. And I always take my son to the boat show every year. He thinks we're getting a boat. We're totally not. We're never getting a boat. But he likes, nonetheless, he likes to go and walk in all the boats and things like that. And then the car show is a great way. It's like going to all the car dealerships that are conveniently located in one place. So, again, it's something that's always fun. But it doesn't really draw people downtown. And that's the problem. We're not going to spend millions and millions of dollars on a convention center until we fix downtown, is really the way it is. Until we make it someplace that people actually want to do. Or as this lady in the open mic said,
nothing is going to happen downtown until you clean up the riffraff around downtown.
Clean up the riffraff. 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 I love riffraff. Such a fun word to say. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. You need restaurants. You need bars. You need entertainment complexes. You need people to live down there. Really, if nobody lives down there, then you're not going to see anything. You're not going to see anything happen. There's about 10,000 people, I think, or that's their goal, is to have 10,000 people living downtown, which is not a lot of people. The fact that we don't already have 10,000 people living downtown leads me to believe that this is a long-term project that's not going to end. It's not going to happen anytime soon. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, in California, where they want to, get this, institute a tax on text messaging. Not individual, not like, you know, 10 cents per text, or every time you send a text message, it goes cha-ching, nothing like that. They want to institute an overall tax that would be added to your phone bill for text messaging. And the reason they want to do that, is so that low-income and homeless people can then get free phone service. So in order to get free phone service for those who can't afford it, they're going to tax the people who can and tax their texting. And we asked this morning, hey, is that something, would you still text if you were taxed, like a text to text? You know, and we got a ton of open mic messages on it. 855-765-1045 is the number, too, if you want to get through. But a lot of people with some really, you know, great ideas about it.
No, it really is amazing how the government finds a way to get their crumbs. No, I would not pay a fee to text.
But would you continue to text if they charge? Like, what if that was your only option? What if your only option is, hey, look, if I don't pay this tax, I won't get to text.
As a family that used to live in California for 3 years, California services are subpar, and they're always looking for opportunities to find ways to take more money.
I'll be honest with you. If it weren't for texting, I wouldn't even need a phone, because I don't call people. I don't talk to people. I don't want to FaceTime you, but I just want to send you a text, and I want you to text me right back. Like, right back. I don't want none of this text me back in 20 minutes crap. Like, that's the only thing I'll do, is I'll FaceTime somebody if they don't text me back fast enough. But texting is my go-to method of communication.
One good thing about taxing text messages is that there would probably be less traffic crashes.
Well, I mean, they'd still be, it's not just texting people who are texting while driving. It's texting. That's like the new word. I just created a new word, texting. That's what they want to do in California.
No text tax.
It's like, George, read my text. No new taxes. That's exactly, although we did get new taxes, so that's kind of, like, you know, what about voice to text? Because that's what I do too. And that way, every time I open my mouth, I would literally be taxed for talking, because that's the only way I text now, do in the car, even in the studio. And I'll be texting the other Josh, will text me and be like, hey, what do you want to talk about on the show today? And I'll voice to text this whole monologue. And then he'll write me back, God, I love voice to text. And then I read it back to myself, and I'm talking about, like, I don't know, elephants and rhinoceroses and boogers. And it's absolutely nothing that I said, but somehow he manages to figure it all out. 855-765-1045, or you can send me a voice open mic message too, which there's no tax on, as far as I know, not yet at least. Not yet, as far as I know, there's no tax on those. 855-765-1045. I'll tell you this, if people did start getting taxed for text messages, they would definitely, that would definitely behoove, you know, like Messenger and WhatsApp and Instagram and all those other 5,000 ways that you can communicate with somebody. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thank you so much for joining me today. We appreciate it. Talking about all kinds of things, building the, building up downtown, you know, making it suck less so we can finally have a new convention center. And you know, a lot of people have ideas about that.
Nobody feels safe going there. Nobody wants to go there. Every time you go anywhere near the landing, you get robbed.
Yeah, and then, of course, they're texting, they're thinking of taxing text messages in the state of California, and a lot of people are a little concerned about that.
I'm not addicted to my devices. That's why I use no-contract type services for my mobile products, finding it less and less attractive to move to California these days.
I wonder when California is just going to become its own sovereign entity. Like, I mean, I'm still waiting for that day.
No, it really is amazing how the government finds a way to get their crumbs. No, I would not pay a fee to text.
Yeah.
I guess it's time to stop texting if they're going to charge me for it.
Somebody mentioned that they should look at, you know, they should look at, oh, well, here it is.
I'm not addicted to my devices. That's why I use no-contract type services for my mobile products, finding it less and less attractive to move to California these days.
No, that's the one I just played. There was a guy who said, hey, aren't they paying attention to what's going on in Paris? When you start taxing the people more and more, when you start upping their rates for things that they, you know, are already being charged for, then it causes all kinds of mayhem and melees, and people just, they're not happy with it. And, you know, it's the way this country was founded. This country was founded on a bunch of people who were upset about taxes, and then, you know, they overthrew their government, and now we all live happily ever after. Maybe that's what's going to happen with California. Maybe there'll be like a Californian revolution or some kind of coup d'etat. That'd be interesting. 855-765-1045. This is Norm from the South Side. Norm, thanks for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
Just fine. How are you today?
Doing good, man. Thanks so much for asking. What'd you want to say, Norm?
Well, I was just wondering, is there a way to put a national surtax on all funds that leave the United States? That would be a way for countries south of the border to help pay for the wall, like 5% of all funds Western Union sends out billions of dollars a year.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea, too. That's a great idea. You know what you should do? Here, why don't we take the text tax? And why don't we tax all of the caravan members who are texting on their cell phones, because they all have them. And maybe that way we could pay for the border wall and also their trips home. 855-765-1045. All right. So since it is holiday time coming up here soon, I wanted to come up again with this year's rendition of the greatest Christmas song ever. And we did this, like I said, a few years back, and it was really solid, but we need to update it every single year. And we go through all of our news clips and you know, we see what's going on in the world today. And we update it because every year there's something new and exciting that you want for Christmas. So here it is. The greatest Christmas song in the world for 2018. For Christmas is a new bass boat and Florida to finally learn just how to count votes. All I want for Christmas is a smart TV and at least one more Supreme Court nominee. All I want for Christmas are some Fortnite skins, some back bacon, and some Jaguar wins. All I want for Christmas is some pumpkin pie and a corruption-free FBI. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is a comfy robe and an end to the Mueller probe. North Korea to get rid of every nuke and some romaine lettuce that won't make me puke. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults, we want stuff too. I want a jacuzzi filled with beer. That's all I want for Christmas this year. For Christmas is a luxury yacht, a new GoPro, and a sex robot. All I want for Christmas is a full tank of gas and the White House to re-revoke Acosta's press pass. All I want for Christmas is to celebrate the Lord, spend time with my loved ones, and a new skateboard. All I want for Christmas is peace for you and me, and ABC to put Roseanne back on TV. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is some alcohol to win the Powerball and a border wall. All I want for Christmas is a new Maserati and the state of New York to disbar Avenatti. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults have wishes too. Is there a way to regrow my hair? Because that's all I want for Christmas this year. A golf course, a space force, a racehorse, some intercourse, iPhone 10, a new pair of Beats, less fake news, and more Trump tweets. Christmas is for kids, that's true, but adults, we want stuff too. For the love of God, can we finally repeal Obamacare? 'Cause that's all I want for Christmas this year. Christmas, America. Good night.
On the first day of Christmas, my president gave to me a wall.
That's a good song, too. I was a little shorter than mine, but that's a good one, too. Joe from the South Side, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great, man. What'd you want to say, Joe?
Well, I just wanted to compliment you on your new Christmas song. I guess the good news is when you end your career as a DJ, which will probably be sooner than later, you got a career as a songwriter.
I feel like that's a sort of a compliment. I'll tell you know what?
The only problem is you left out the last verse.
What was that?
All I want for Christmas is a Dillard cell and for Hillary to finally go to jail.
I like it. I like it. We're going to add that. We're going to edit that one in. Hey, thanks so much for calling. You know what? Here's the thing. If anybody has we should do that, actually. We should do, I have an idea. Before I put it out there, I want to make sure that I understand it myself, because I feel like if I don't understand my own ideas, there's no way in hell anyone else will. Jim, at the airport. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I got to tell you, every now and then you kind of like lead us to believe that, you know, maybe there's not that much upstairs in that head, but this song was great. And really, I don't care what your wife says about you. You're a smart fellow. And the way you tied the first part and the second part together to, you know, contemporary events, I mean, you're a genius. Now, don't let it go to your head. You're not doing the opening act for the Stones, but you're still very good.
Well, look at these are like the meanest compliments I've ever gotten in my life. Thank you. Wow, this is great. You know, with fans like you guys, who needs internet trolls? That's all I'm saying. That's awesome. Let's go to Dave in Sandalwood. Dave, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
I'm just fine, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Merry
great
Christmas
fall.
To you. Oh, thank you. But you're an idiot. No, I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't be calling you if I wasn't, okay?
No, not you.
I'm sorry. But anyway, Mark, I got a great idea for a new Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah, let me hear it.
How about little yellow vests for your electronic devices?
Little yellow vests for your electronic devices?
Yeah. You know, I mean, so they can protest if they, you know, the texting.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, in case they don't like the taxes. I love it. Hey, thanks so much for that's what I'm going to do. If they start taxing my texts, I'm just going to dress my phone up in a black hood like the Antifa people and start, you know, throwing it at windows until they shatter. That's a great way to do it, to protest it. Hey, Mike in Duval. How are you, Mike?
Hey, fine, Mark. How you doing?
Doing good.
That California tax is nothing but a smokescreen, because they got companies that give these poor people free phones, free minutes, and free taxes. So you're going around want to tax the people who are paying for it and then give it to the poor people when they get it already.
Yeah.
For Californians, you're being snookered into getting more money out of you in that form, because they got companies right now, I don't know if I should say the name, but they got companies that give them free phones, free minutes, and free texts every month.
I'm going to go ahead and say you should not say the name, just because we have a lot of advertisers on this show that are cell phone companies. But, you know, and you bring up a good point. And I always wonder, like, I understand that having a phone and being in, you know, and it can be being able to communicate is very important these days, especially if you have kids in school or whatnot. But isn't that still considered a luxury item? Like, you know, the soup kitchen. I totally get the soup kitchen. I've worked and volunteered at soup kitchens before. We give money into the collection plate for the soup kitchen, and the Diocese of St. Augustine runs a whole bunch of food for the poor, because food is important. You must have food. You've got to eat what? Like every day. Well, I guess you can go a couple. couple days without food, but it's uncomfortable. You know, water, even you know, shelter, clean clothes, warm clothes. You've got to have health care. Like, even to some extent, I understand those free clinics where people can go and they can get their flu shots and they can go and get medicine and they can go and get tests for whatever. You know, throw a brother a shower every now and then if they need it. But is a cell phone really a necessity? If we're taxing text messages, do we want to use the money to buy cell phones and cell phone service for the poor? What about, like, you know, education? What about, you know, I would say even in California, a car or a bus pass or something that could get you to and from a job, something like that is way more important than a cell phone. Because, I mean, and again, I've never been homeless, God forbid. Hopefully I never will be. But I would think that a cell phone would be low on my list of priorities. Also, there'd be no one that I would want to call. Because what I call? I mean, I guess maybe I would call somebody and say, hey, can I stay at your place tonight? But then they'd probably stop answering. They'd tune into that. They'd see that coming a mile away. 855-765-1045. The state of California, they want to start taxing text messages to subsidize phone service for poor people.
No text tax.
Yeah, that's basically, there's a lot of hubbub about it. I don't see it going very far in California. I definitely don't see it coming this way. Because when taxes are to Florida, like, giving out raises are to our boss. I mean, they are like, whoa, wait a minute. Thankfully, this is a state where taxes are slim. There's no state income tax. Sales taxes, depending on what county you live in. We have the tax-free shopping, and we have a governor who will continue to support, these tax breaks for Floridians, which in turn really inspires business and inspires people to move here and inspires people to use services. I feel like what's going to happen is if you start taxing people's text messages, they're going to start texting less, and you're just going to push them onto other platforms. Facebook Messenger, for example. You don't have to pay for Facebook Messenger, and it works exactly the same way as text messaging. You get the little pop-up alert. You can use the emojis. I think you can send video. And I mean, you're basically penalizing the phone companies if you do that. You can use WhatsApp. You can use Instagram. You go back to using Snapchat. If you're sending naughty texts, I would definitely recommend that too. But I mean, there are so many different alternatives that are free of charge, unpaid, untaxable, as far as I know. And I just don't see this as a viable plan, and I don't see it working. And I definitely see some kind of revolution coming to the state of California if this continues. 855-765-1045. All right, listen, here's what we got to do. We missed this last week, but this week we're going to bring back our new favorite game. It's called What the Bleep. And basically what happens is we take some news clips from throughout the week. Could be anything. Could be from the president. Could be from CNN. Could be from, Nancy Pelosi had some great lines this week. And what we do is we bleep out one word. Yeah. And what you have to do is you have to listen to the clip with the bleep and tell us what the word is that we bleeped out. And if you can correctly identify what word was bleeped, you'll get a point. Whoever gets the most points this year gets day 7 in our 12 days of the players tickets contest. If you want to win, you get like a scarf. I think we get some tickets too. Wait, I had it here on the sheet. Oh, wait, Josh Shore typed it up for me. One pair of Thursday stadium passes to the players, which is opening day, and 2 Pilsner glasses. That's fantastic. 855-765-1045. We need 2 players to play What the Bleep. 855-765-1045. We'll do it next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark, love your new song. Now you need to put it on Facebook so we can all share it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, that's a great idea. If you share it, I will definitely put it on Facebook. All right, speaking of sharing, let's share a fantastic prize, shall we? We've got a pair of Thursday stadium passes to the players and 2 Pilsner glasses, also courtesy of the players. This is day number, I think, 7 in the 12 players' days of Christmas. And we go to Mike in Regency. Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Mike, you want to play some What the Bleep today?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You're going to be contestant number 1, and you're going up against Rick. I think I just hung up on. Hang on 1 second, Rick.
No, you didn't.
No, I know you're there, I think. Oh, no. Oh, no, I just hung up on Rick, too. Hang on. Jason, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hang on 1 second, Jason. Let me lock you in here. Are we locked? Oh, good. We're locked. All right. Sorry, guys. Jason, you're going to be playing What the Bleep today because I accidentally hung up on everybody else. And you're going to be playing against Braden. Braden, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Braden, say hi to Jason. Jason, say hi to Braden.
What's going on? Hey,
Okay, good. All right, here's how this game works, guys. I'm going to give you each a clip. You listen to the clip, and then there's a word that's bleeped. All you have to do is tell me what word we bleeped out. If you get it right, you get a point, and whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins the prize. You guys got it?
Sounds good.
All right, sounds pretty good. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start today. We're going to start today with you, Jason. You ready?
Yes.
Here is your first clip. Listen very carefully, and then tell me what the bleep.
The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But
that is our buddy Chuck Schumer from that that exciting press conference the other day. What was the word that we bleeped out?
I have no idea. Could you play it again?
Yeah, I can play it for you one more time. Listen carefully.
The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But
any idea?
Grief.
A lot of grief. That's, you know, close. Listen carefully. Here's the actual clip.
The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But
right. They're basically calling him a liar. That's a good guess. That is not correct, though, however. So we're going to go on to clip number two. Braden, you ready for yours?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Braden, listen carefully. This is Anderson Cooper from CNN. Anderson Cooper 360.
We begin tonight with dirty d-
What do you think that is, Braden?
Well, I could probably say what I'm thinking.
No, don't say what you're thinking.
Right.
Say what it is. Remember, it's radio. It was on television. It's very friendly.
Can you say it? We'll do it one more time?
Yeah, listen one more time.
We begin tonight with dirty d-
Dirty deeds.
That's, thank God you said deeds. Let's listen to that and see what happens.
We begin tonight with dirty deeds.
Look at that. Bravo. Congratulations. You get a point. You're on the board. All right, Jason, you ready? It's still anyone's game. Listen carefully. This is Don Lemon, also from CNN. Jason, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Let's take a step back just for a moment. Look at the big, okay?
Picture.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen.
Let's take a step back just for a moment. Look at the big picture.
Yeah,
okay?
Baby, it is the big picture. It's a tie ball game, 1-1. All right, Braden, are you ready for your next one?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen carefully. This is, I believe, Chuck Schumer one more time.
Come on, let's in private.
Oh, that was really loud. Let me play that again.
Come on, let's in private.
What do you think he's saying there to the president?
Talk.
Let's talk. Let's listen carefully.
Come on, let's debate in private.
Close. And watch your language there. It was debate, which is a form of talking. Braden, you get no point for that one. I'm sorry. Jason, we're back to you. It's 1-1. Are you ready, Jason?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This is our buddy Clark Howard with some very important travel information for you.
And that your passport information falling into the hands of a bad is an incredibly threatening thing for your life.
What do you think Clark's telling you there?
Bad person.
A bad person? Let's see.
And that your passport information falling into the hands of a bad person is an incredibly threatening thing for your life.
All right, Jason, you pull ahead with that one. It's 2-1. Braden, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is your last shot. You can tie it up here. And if you tie it up, I'm not really sure what we're going to do because we only have one prize for that. That's all right. We'll figure it out. That's on us. Are you ready? Listen carefully. We go back to Anderson Cooper 360.
The agreement says the company won't be prosecuted in exchange for cooperating with prosecutors and admitting that it participated in the Cohen payment to Karen McDougal.
To pay.
Let's listen back and see what Anderson Cooper says.
The agreement says the company won't be prosecuted in exchange for cooperating with prosecutors and admitting that it participated in the Cohen payment to silence Karen McDougal.
Ah, so close to silence Karen McDougal, which means our big winner today is Jason. Congratulations, Jason. You got the players' tickets and the two Pilsner glasses.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang tight, both of you guys. Great job, everybody. That was a great round. We will do that again, of course, next week. rousing rendition, if, of course, we don't get sued. A rousing rendition of What the Bleep. This is the Mark Kaye Show. All right, I got to go. Tomorrow, live, Beaches Car Wash. That's where we're going to be. So come join us for Mark Kaye, LOL, the news, and Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.